Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast for you. And for those of you who are seeing this on Facebook, welcome to the Geezer Cast. Geezer Cast is a podcast that I've been doing for a couple of years. They're podcasts to my unborn grandchildren. And this is my debut of putting a video camera up and recording it to Facebook video at the same time. So for those of you who are listening to Geezer Cast on your iPod the way you usually do, you're going, what up? I'll put a link to this video out in the description of the podcast so you can see what I look like when I do Geezer Casts. I did this once before, but it was like really hard, and I said I'd never do that again because it took practically a whole day to get the thing finally figured out, and that was long enough ago that Facebook wasn't around. Facebook has this really easy way to record video, and so hey, gotta try it again. I thought for a while that I would take the audio right off the Facebook video and just turn it into an audio file for Geezercast, but it turns out that the way Facebook does video, that flash video recorder really craters the audio. It's really bad, and so this is actually two audio streams. There's the audio that's coming off the video camera that you're seeing on Facebook, and then there's the audio off the good mic that's going into the computer and getting recorded for Geezercast. So if you're interested in better audio and a theme, I couldn't figure out how to stick the theme onto this thing, go to www.geezercast.com and you'll find 40 or so of these rants about various things, basically rants to my unborn grandchildren, sort of taking note of the events of the day and imagining what their reaction would be 50 years from now when they're listening to old grandpa talk about it. And so there you go. I have to sort of do a little rant about Facebook versus YouTube. I was originally going to do this with YouTube because I figured, well, YouTube is great at everything related to video. So I wandered around YouTube trying to find the place where you can plug in your video camera and click record and have it turn into a YouTube video, and I sure couldn't find it. So Facebook is, for me, Facebook has this sort of one-click deal. You plug in the video camera and you hit record and off you go. It's just fantastic. And, you know, it's pretty good. I mean, even the sound coming off of this crummy little $40 video camera is not that bad. It's not as good as the sound off the cool mic, but it's good enough. Anyway, so that's the media rant, and I decided to sort of make it an all-media podcast to my unborn grandchildren today, because one of the things that I talked about a lot in an earlier podcast, which was called Sex and Podcasting, was sort of the whole issue of getting people's attention, and I've discovered a new attention thing. I mean, you know, I'm a little late at this. The younger generation is rolling their eyes at this point and going, yeah, well, you're only about 2 years behind the times. But I put a story into Reddit and to Dig for the first time today and was quite amazed to see it go pretty much to the top of the chart. It went from 0 to 525 digs in 4 hours, which was pretty cool. And it was at the top of Reddit for a while, although it sort of drifted off the top. And that reminded me so much of the time when I was doing Sex and Podcasting. And because of the name, Sex and Podcasting, when iTunes came out with the ability to load podcasts right into your iTunes stream, if you will. People would type sex in as the search term, and they'd wind up with Sex and Podcasting as the number one hit. And so there was a period there that first summer when iTunes was doing podcasting, when I was a top 100 podcaster, and I got pretty entranced with the question of, you know, how do you get attention on the internet and how do you keep attention going? And I devoted a whole bunch of sex and podcasting episodes to that question. Well, this Dig Reddit thing is like another dimension of that. And I was pretty fascinated by the power of being able to write a headline. Actually, in the case of the Reddit version, I took the headline that was on the story and then I added sort of the punchline at the end of the story to the headline. So it sort of got a professionally written headline plus a professionally selected closer. And I stuck those two together as my Reddit headline, and it was pretty good and jumped right up there to the top of the charts. And that gave me sort of the same sort of thrill that, you know, I used to fairly obsessively check iTunes podcast listing to see where I was in the ranking. I think the highest I got in the ranking was like in the 30s somewhere. And at some point I decided this was getting a little pathological, and so I quit doing sex and podcasting, partly because I'd sort of run out of things to say and partly because I felt like I was getting a little too obsessed with it. But this whole Reddit Dig thing is kind of the same deal, and I hadn't really figured that out until today when I posted my little story and watched it go to the very top and thought, oh, this is pretty cool. This is kind of the same adrenaline rush that you get back in the podcasting days. When you'd see your podcast, you know, it would drop down to 55 and you'd get all worried, and then it would climb up to 34 and you'd get all excited again. And, same wine, old wine, new bottles, I guess is the way I'd put this. And so this is my all media, all the time, sex and podcasting, Geezercast. And I think that's it. I sort of run out of stuff on this topic. For those of you who are seeing this on Facebook for the first time, welcome. I'll see if I keep doing these. I might. For those of you who are Geezercast listeners, I'll put a link to this in the description. And until next time, I hope you enjoyed it.